And it's graduation season, an annual walk across the stage that many graduates assume they will make. For others, it's a miracle. Rosie Beth Cuevas will soon become the first person in her family to graduate from college. But that's not the miracle. 4 years ago, Rosie Beth was a senior at Manuel Arts High School in South Los Angeles. She dreamed of college in rural Northern California at Humboldt State University and joined others who'd be first-generation college students on a 12-hour bus trip on April 10th, 2014, when a FedEx truck crossed the divider and hit the bus in a fiery explosion.
911 emergency, what are you reporting?
Hi, I was in a car accident. I was on a travel bus, and we crashed into a FedEx truck.
Ten died in the fireball, including both drivers, two newly engaged chaperones, an admissions counselor, and five students. Here's former HSU President Roland Richmond speaking at a vigil on campus a week later.
On April 10th, we lost a group of bright young people with promising futures, and many would have been the first in their families to attend college. They were all taking the right steps to ensure a better future when their lives were critically cut short. And others on that trip were doing
Rosie Beth Cuevas survived, and this weekend she'll finish the journey she started that day. She joins us now. It is a tender, tender topic, and Rosie Beth, while we offer congratulations, we're aware this is a bittersweet time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, we know you've been in touch with the families of some of those who died. One of the students was Ishmael Jimenez of Inglewood, California. He was called a hero that day, helped other students get out but didn't make it. And we have Ishmael's sister here, Evelyn Jimenez. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, well, this has got to be a bittersweet day for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we know you've been in touch with the students who are graduating on Facebook, so we want to ask you about that. And you do want to talk now because of your thoughts about these kids that are doing what your brother could not do. So let's meet one of them. Rosie Beth, a criminology and justice studies major with a minor in political science, graduating with highest honors. How did that day 4 years ago change you, maybe propel you forward to this day?
You know, I wish I would. I can say that it actually changed the way that I saw life automatically, but it was actually really hard. I suffered a lot of survivor's guilt. It was honestly really hard to appreciate the second chance that I was given. And just from that, it was just throughout 4 years that I was here, it's been really hard.
Well, and not just the emotional difficulty, but you had awful injuries to your spine, your neck, your right ankle, your right wrist. You had fractured teeth. You had several surgeries. You know, you barely made it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone on this bus was part of a spring preview program at Humboldt State University, part of the California school system. It began in 1989 as a way to help low-income and first-generation college students check out the school. Do you mind if we just take you back to just, you know, who was on that bus? We don't want to have any triggers here.
That's fine.
Okay. What was the spirit on that bus?
We were all really excited, actually, and we were getting to know each other. I was the only one from my high school who was actually on the bus, but I got to meet a lot of the people that I was sitting next to. We were playing music, just singing along, getting to know each other, the chaperones. Micah, one of the chaperones, was in the back of the bus with us for a really long time, telling us about his experience at HSU, and it was really fun. And yeah.
Did that counselor make it?
No. Mm-hmm. Michael was actually one of the, he was the one that was engaged.
Oh, it's just a horror. And HSU tells us that 26 of the survivors of the crash were awarded scholarships to go to school. Of those 26, six, including you, Rosie Beth, are graduating this weekend. Others are still enrolled, but they're going to graduate later. Did you talk to each other? I mean, do you all have that sense of guilt, or is there something that joins you together that has helped you get through the years?
I don't keep in touch with everyone, but the ones that I do keep in touch have expressed the same feeling. And yeah, I feel like a lot of them disassociated from the group. Just, I don't know, maybe it was just the way of overcoming it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like a lot of the other students said that they suffered from survivor's guilt.
Let's bring in Evelyn Jimenez. Again, she's the sister of Ismael Jimenez, who died on the bus after heroically opening a window or cracking open a window and getting others out, them being overcome. Evelyn, how have you made it through the last 4 years?
It's been difficult, but I had to be the strength for my parents and my little brother.
Yeah. We understand. I mean, this is not uncommon. Your parents divorced after the crash. It feels like it took a toll.
Yeah. Everything definitely changed. My brother used to be the one who tried to keep us together. I know he wanted to go to college just to be able to help my mom and my dad a little more.
Yeah. Would he have been the first in the family to go?
Yes.
Well, and this is just unbearable. But his friend, Denise Gomez, also died in the crash. They're buried next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Evelyn, we want to celebrate their spirit as well. You know, tell us about them. They were homecoming king and queen.
Yeah. They weren't together, boyfriend and girlfriend. They were really just best friends. So they've known each other since they were in sixth grade. I know it would have been very hard for my brother if he would have made it and known that his best friend did not. So I know that for some reason it had to happen the way it happened.
Mm.
I'm sure he would feel that guilt that they feel.
Yeah. I think it's hard to underscore what happens to a family when the one that was going to be the first to go to college or, you know, get on that kind of a path doesn't.
Yeah.
And I know you were a makeup artist, but you just sort of gave up, but picked up your brushes again?
Yeah. A year later, I had a dream of my brother telling me to pick up my brushes because he knew how good I was. Sorry.
It's okay.
For the first year, I had many dreams of pretty much me being in that bus and trying to save him.
Yeah.
But a year later, I ended up picking up my brushes and I haven't stopped. I have my makeup business called Eve's Beauty Canvas because he used to call me his canvas. A canvas that was going to grow up to know what I was going to do because I was pretty lost at that time when he was in high school. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So after I had that dream, it definitely helped me a lot.
So he continued to inspire you after death, even if he didn't go to school.
Yes, he definitely did.
Evelyn Jimenez, I want to bring Rosie Beth Cuevas back in. And Evelyn, you heard Rosie Beth say she had survivor's guilt, you know, because people like your brother didn't make it. You've been on Facebook. You've been in touch with these survivors. What would you say to them? What would you say to her?
I don't want them to feel any kind of guilt because God had a reason of why he chose those 10 people to go. And there was a big reason of why these 26 group of people still made it.
Rosie Beth, I don't imagine that takes away your... Because you have spoken to Evelyn.
Yeah.
But does it help a little?
It does. It just, throughout college, part of, besides my family, it's them that, like, kept me going. It was always in the back of my head whenever I just wanted to give up, I just constantly thought of them. I thought of their families. And I thought about how I still get the opportunity to be the first in my college and do what their families wanted to see in them. And that's I hope that their families can see that in me. I don't feel like some sense of accomplishment because I survived and I was able to do these things. And I just
don't feel guilty. You know, I wish it was my brother and Denise as well, you know, but to me, I love to see these, you know, I hate calling them the survivor kids, but for these years, I love seeing how they continued. They still keep my brother and the rest of the four kids that passed away in mind of why they need to continue. I mean, it's honestly a blessing to hear that.
Well, you have both given such a gift of grace to us. Evelyn Jimenez, her brother Ishmael Jimenez, one of 10 killed on a bus trip to visit Humboldt State University in 2014. Rosie Beth Cuevas, one of those who survived that crash and is graduating from Humboldt State University this weekend. Thank you both so much.
No problem.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.